This is a lecture and auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 12th of November, 1959. Its title is Demo, Dynamic Straightwire Assessment. This tape is 52 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Thank you. Well, this is the demonstration period, 12 November, 1st Melbourne ACC. Now, let's see, what'll I do to you? Wants to be a victim. Oh, look at those hands go up there. I'm sure all the cases in the room that are right just put their hands up. Oh, we wouldn't want any case that was originating to that degree. Let's see, who's originated the least? Who has originated the least here? Everybody's quaking in his boots now. I got practically everybody. Frank? Now, somebody hand me an E-meter. Now, what we're interested in here, Frank, is simply getting a demonstration done of how you do an assessment on... This is an assessment on straight... dynamic straight wire type of assessment. The old dynamic straight wire. I'm simply going to run over some of the chatter. Squeeze cans, would you? That's good enough. Thank you. Yeah, you sure reading low, aren't you? Uh-huh. Thought I noticed that. All right. See where he's reading? He's reading it too. And he shouldn't ought to was reading it too. See? I'll teach you to read it too.
That's right.
All right. Was it okay that I called on you?
Not really, no.
That's right. That's right, but it's not a bad reaction. It wasn't really okay.
No, it wasn't.
Made you a target.
Yeah, victim.
Yeah. It's fallen a little bit now. It's just doing a little bit of a fall here. Nothing wrong to anything. Who's dead? That's right. That's what I like to see. Who's dead?
Who said that? I got my grandfather.
Your grandfather. What sort of a man was your grandfather?
Ooh, at my size.
Okay.
I suspect that I was in his veins a long time ago.
You what?
I suspect that I might have been in his veins a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. I'm on your side.
Good.
And if they suddenly leap out of their chairs and jump, I'll stop them. Okay. Now, listen. Let's start an assessment here, okay?
All right.
All right, start. Now, we're going to just do a jump up the line here. And the second he mentioned grandfather, he fell even further. See, he's now below two. A pattern assessment by dynamics. There isn't any set pattern. You just know your dynamics and you just call them off. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You can say anything. We can say anything like, What do you think about yourself, you know? And what do you think about sex? What do you think about children? What do you think about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that doesn't matter much. To an old-time Scientologist, you'd probably say first, second, third, you know? So that's what we're going to do with you right now, okay?
Yeah.
We're just going to ignore that we've already found your grandfather.
Yeah.
And carry on this, okay? Okay, here we go. What do you think about yourself?
Oh, I'm not the best friend I am to myself.
Hmm?
Not the best friend I have to myself.
You're not, huh? Hmm. All right. Need to just still. Stop this. It just went absolutely still. The question is, who does the PC think he is? And he says, myself, you know. You're right there on the valence button, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you think about sex?
Oh, good pastime.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about children?
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. On sex, we got a single dive, and on children, it just steadied again. See, I don't yet know what the characteristic of the needle is for all. See, I don't yet know what the characteristic is. Although the characteristic of the needle when I was first doing this was just a wobble,
mm-hmm,
like this. Now, self and children have stopped it cold.
Yeah, I believe they haven't, too.
All right. Now, how about groups?
Yep, groups are right.
Groups are okay. What about groups?
A little bit of fear on them. I found it hard to get up and talk to a group of people a bit.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can mix with them all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a swing down and then steadied. Apparently, the constant needle characteristic is just kind of a swing like this, and that apparently then means we're nowhere. See, for this particular assessment. See, a needle doing that doesn't mean we're... If it's doing this, apparently, well, we're not on anything significant. So it's got to do something else. The only other thing it's done so far that's very, very marked is self, it froze, and then it freed up again, and then on children, it froze. Got the idea? So we've had two freezes. Groups, it's just sort of returned to this. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, it's all right if I give those directions, isn't it?
Sure.
All right. After all, we're not plumbing your psyche very hard, not with a oil well drill, anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how about mankind?
Well, I get the whole of mankind.
Yeah.
Europeans, Chinese, Dutch, or even Americans. The whole works.
Hmm? What did he say? All right. Now, have you committed an overt act against me?
No.
No? All right. Have I done anything wrong to you?
No.
That's right. Okay. Now, what do you think of animals?
All right. Dogs, birds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. How about plants?
Oh, they're okay. I don't like gardening, though.
Yeah. All right. And how about fish?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fish.
Yeah. All right.
Fish. Fish. Fish just freezes this needle just pang. On everything else, we get this little idle of just a drop of a division or a half a division and then a full division and so forth, just an idling needle and so forth. But now we have self, children, and fish. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Do you feel I'm exposing you to view?
No, I was just thinking to myself, I was a diver in the Navy. I just wondered why I was trying to be a fish.
You were a diver in the Navy?
Yeah.
Well. Okay. All right. We got it made here. Here we go. All right. Now, how about the physical universe?
Oh, okay.
How about water?
You tell me.
Same little idle needle. Fish. Boom! Okay. It's all right. You like deep fish?
Yep.
Yeah? You eat much fish?
Oh, yeah, twice a week.
Yeah? All right, okay. All right, see how that needle sticks when you say fish?
Yeah.
Look at that needle. Now you're off of it again, because you look at it, now it drops. Now I'll say fish. Fish. Think about fish. There it is. Boom! It's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting someplace.
Good.
All right. How about matter? Energy. Space. Time.
I've been running on that today.
You've been running on it today?
Yeah.
It's just faintly different than anybody, anything else here. Just faintly different.
Mm-hmm.
It's hardly worth bothering with. That's a beefy process. What were you running on, Tom?
Oh, I'll think of something I might have done the time.
Yeah. It's all right, our boy's still here. All right. The reason I question that is it's not a terminal.
Yeah, I couldn't get it out.
That's right. Well, it's not a terminal. It's not a good thing to run. Not a terminal, doesn't have any mass. If you want your high success, you get a mass terminal. But preferably can receive, send, and relay communication. Definition of a terminal. Something can receive, send, and relay communication. Of course, that could be a rock as far as that's concerned.
No, I was getting a bit of mess with time, actually. I was getting word time each time they checked on it.
Yeah. I want to criticize and nobody's ruined you. But you had time tied in with yourself, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of trouble with time.
That was mostly tied in with you, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure, it was all tied in with me.
Yeah, it was all tied in with me.
I was trying to stop it.
Yet it's kind of freed off of it. You feel better after you ran it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course, auditing's what you get away with. But don't you let me catch you picking any terminal, like, from where could you communicate to thinkingness? Or from where could you communicate to abjectness? Where could you communicate to a significance? Boy, this is for the birds, you understand? Mm-hmm. If it hasn't got any mass, you're nowhere. PC's nowhere. Because the basic thing you're trying to get off the case, first crack out of the box, is location. If it hasn't got mass, it hasn't got one. That's what's wrong with conceive of static. If you conceive of fate, it hasn't got any location. Got the idea? So until you get a person unpinned from all of these locations, you run terminals, you hear? Mass terminals. Things with mass connected with them. And the less adjectives you put on them, the better off you're going to be. We occasionally have a specialized adjective process, you understand, you know? Some specialized process, like a person with difficulties or something like that. That's the same way as saying victim. But that's a significant terminal. Slightly significant terminal. Well, I got one the other day from South Africa. God, D's and P's don't think we ever check them over. Actually, when I was all running on myself and all by myself, I occasionally didn't get a chance to check the D and P's profiles, you know. And I'd just check over the summary sheet and let it go. But now we got a technical division at HCLWW. They all get checked. And when they're out of line, or when they're particularly good or particularly bad, technical division calls to my attention. And guess what? Guess what one came through with the other day? Communication process being run. From where could you communicate to a little boy with German measles? That was being run as a general terminal. And the one thing that a general terminal must do is to be able to run some distance on the track. How much time do you think was being run on that terminal? A little boy with German measles. Maybe 5 or 6 days out of 7 or 8 lifetimes. See? There's no time area at all, so it couldn't possibly have been a German measle that was the button on the case. See? If the auditor looked around just a little further, probably found out it was the bedstead or something. All right, I didn't mean to digress all that time. Am I IC breaking you with all this?
That's right.
Oh, it is all right, isn't it?
Sure.
All right. Now, let's take up... I'm not saying your auditor was doing wrong. You're doing all right. You got some benefit from it. You got away with it.
Huh?
And it did good because it gave me a chance to tell these characters, if I ever hear getting out of here running anything like that, I'll shoot them. They'll be out thunderbolted even if they meet OT. All right, let's get on with it, huh? And let's talk about thetans. What about thetans?
Oh, all right, good game.
Good. How about God?
I used to have a bit of trouble, a fair bit of fear on that.
Yeah.
None now. Yeah. None now.
How about idols?
Yeah, I was on help on an idol once.
Yeah.
A Buddha.
Yeah, it did all right.
Yeah, clear that up.
That was the auditor's evaluation, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Think it fell on the meter?
Oh, that time might have.
Might have. Mm-hmm. Doesn't fall now. Auditor probably did a good job.
Yeah, he'd probably finish it off.
Okay. Whatever. And how about the devil? He's a god, too. Isn't the devil a Christian god? I lose track.
That's the opposition.
Oh, that's the opposition. Okay. Well, now you mind if I give him a summary?
All right.
Am I chopping you up here?
Yes.
Okay, here, this needle's had just a little variation, you see, just little tiny falls like this, and they're sometimes great, sometimes small, and the different needle is a stop, see? That's the different characteristic thing. Now, you could run a case where the needle would be stuck, and you all of a sudden mention fish, see, or something like that, and it moves, but the rest of the time it's stuck, so that's a changed needle, you get that? This particular needle, we've got self, children, and fish all froze the needle. Now it's my task to separate out which one of these is different from the other two. When I do, we're going to have it. Okay? Well, the self, you understand, is pretty equivocal. I mean, because... naturally, a person considers himself the weak balance. Got the idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's just check this over again, shall we? I'm giving you a bad time here, but I see you're probably more comfortable now by far than you were when you first came up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I've even looked at them.
Hmm?
That's right. I've even looked at them now.
Oh, you good? All right. Attaboy. Attaboy. Now, we're going to take up three of these now, and you anticipated me. You know I'm going to ask you about self, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because it froze right there, self. Now, what's better, self or children? How about children?
Well, children easier, I think.
Children easier than Sal. And what's this got to do with fish?
I don't get anything there.
I think it's children. But, here's a trick with an e-meter. I'm going to crank up this sensitivity. See, because the movements I'm getting now are so microscopic. I'm cranking up your sensitivity just like putting a magnifying glass in your meter. Mostly, your sensitivity should be set down here so that only when the PC goes over something that's really sharp, shocky, or emotional do you get a movement of the needle. Is that the idea? And, you shouldn't have a needle flopping all over the place while you're trying to audit somebody. You cut that sensitivity right straight on down here. You understand? Until you get it so that your needle is practically motionless except when he goes over a toboggan slide. See? Is that the idea? And this sensitivity button has no more significance than just a magnifying glass. And that's all it is. Don't think of it as anything else. Also, people who are real batty are so agitated, they're in a total rock slam. You'll see rock slams on some PCs, but psychotics, very often, particularly manic depressives and so forth, they just run this way. The boy, you just got to crank that sensitivity right down to practically nothing and stop that needle. See? Now, when you ask some questions, the question you want will be the only one that gives the needle motion. You get that thing? Well, that's the use of the sensitivity. It doesn't really much change the position of the needle here on the tone arm. It doesn't change the position of the tone arm enough to bother with. Not a significant change. It does some watts, but... You get it?
Yeah.
All right. So in this case, I'm going to crank this thing way up till this thing slaps all over the place. We're going to go over these three things again. What do you think about yourself, Frank?
No, okay now. I used to think I was a bit self-conscious.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think about children?
Okay, I got four of them.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what do you think about fish?
Okay.
What about fish?
I don't know. What about them?
Yeah, what about them?
I don't know.
All right, how about children?
Okay.
What about children? Would it be better if you were a child?
I could be stuck back there. I hopped out of the body, actually abandoned this body in about 6 months. My sense of mind came back in again.
Right. All right, now you tell me, what sort of a children are we talking about here? Is it a girl children? Girl child?
I don't know.
No. Is it a boy child?
That's my mean yes, does it?
Yeah. And or is it a baby?
Could be.
Or is it an unborn baby?
Could be too.
Unborn baby?
Maybe.
Or a boy child? Little boy. Little girl. Little girl. Little boy. Little girl. Little boy.
and I are watching your face asleep.
You're trying to find out from me, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we just lost ourselves some tonar. You got that? I'm going down for the count here. So we must be approaching a weak valence of some kind or another. You got it? It's hot. Because as soon as I started into this children, I've sorted out now self and fish. And it's children. Now I'm trying to find out what kind of a children. The second I started sorting this out, why, we lost about a third of a mark on the tonar. See that? It gives you an idea that as soon as you start to sink toward the weak valence, why, of course, you start to sink down toward the reading of the weak valence. You understand? You got that?
This demonstration is continued on side two of this cassette.
Well, let's go over this again, Frank. Let's see if we can find some more about this, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which is the strongest, a little girl or a little boy?
Girl, I'd say.
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now you're looking for boy.
Little boy, huh? Well, how do we phrase this? You describe it. You describe this term, a little boy. What would you call it?
Baby.
A baby.
Mm-hmm.
A boy baby.
I got a picture of just a baby.
Mm-hmm. How old a baby?
About 3 months.
Well, could you describe it as a boy baby?
Nah, just look at it and get a baby.
You don't describe it as a boy baby or a girl baby?
No.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. A baby.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm having trouble picking it out. It's new. Got it?
Yeah, so it's just a baby.
All right. Now, we got a terminal on this case, and it started going right on down south here, see? On the dynamic straight wire, and it turned down below this point. Well, actually, there's how much has been lost. We're losing more here. Well, we got a baby. Now, that'd be hotter than a firecracker. Because, of course, it's the beginning of the cycle. And this tells me that there's some inversion involved here. Before we started running this, though, I'd have to ask the PC a few questions concerning babies. So on. May I?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the best condition a baby could be in?
Good health.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's a reasonable answer.
Thanks.
When I snap my fingers, a condition will flash. What is the best condition a baby should be in?
Let me help.
Hmm?
Dead.
That's right. Now, there we got a slip on a cycle of action. Got it? Here's something that should be a create, and I've already watched this little theta bop developing here on children. And when I sat down, I asked him who was dead because he was theta bopping as a characteristic of the needle. Well, the only thing it tamed down, now you understand that a needle goes on reading the terminal all the time. You understand? Except when you get on the terminal, and then it changes. Got that? See, the thing could be going there. And this is all reading, in this particular case, this is all reading baby. See? This is all reading baby. You ask about birds and God and everything else, you're still to some degree reading baby, right up to the moment when you come down and read baby, and it goes bang. Now, you called its characteristic, therefore it changed the reading of the needle. Do you understand that? Well, that's how you look with one of these things. All right. Now, the proper process On this, you just have an infinite number of processes, some fast, some slow, some otherwise. Somebody running timeline, that's a misdemeanor. Infraction sheet, so forth. Even if your instructors told you to. Now, here's the idea of how we would start this. I'm going to start this. I'm going to start it only because I intend for it to be carried on, okay? But I'm not going to run it very long. Is it okay if I run this for a very short time, mm-hmm. Frank?
Hmm? Sure.
Just to let give you a look at it?
Yeah.
All right. How you doing?
Good.
Now, have I done anything wrong?
No.
Have you done anything wrong?
No.
By golly, he's right. Okay. Well, is it all right if I audit you for about 10 or 15 minutes, huh?
Yeah, sure.
That'll be okay?
Yeah.
And, be all right if I audit you on this particular terminal that we've just been fooling around with?
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the thing we're going to run, you're going to worry because you're running a process and it isn't flat and so forth. Well, so what?
Hmm?
So what? I don't think it'll damage you any. You don't think so either. Now, I'm going to ask you, what's the matter?
I thought I'd just have a look, making sure I didn't think so.
Hmm?
Just have a look.
Okay, all right. Now, we're going to run valence differentiation. That's the proper technical name of this process, which is think process. You know.
Hmm?
Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby. Just mm-hmm. those two questions, one after the other. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything wrong with it? You feel a little embarrassed running that.
No, I just thought it was amusing. Got a similarity.
Yeah.
Little hair.
All right, here we go. Similarity and difference, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the first question. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Hmm.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of the difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of the difference between yourself and the baby. Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Oh, I lost the command then.
Hmm?
I lost the command then.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm getting mainly differences between a baby's body and my body.
All right. Real easy to do?
Yeah, well, I feel I'm just not doing it the right way.
Hmm?
I feel a bit coming off, but I feel I'm not doing it the right way.
Yeah, well, how are you doing it wrong?
Difference between myself. I'm just not a body, but I'm definitely picking this body as me.
Anything in the auditing command prevent you from doing that?
No.
That's right. Do you think you're answering the
Oh, yeah, I could be a body, fella.
All right. Do you think there's anything in the auditing command you're not doing?
No.
Think you're doing it all right?
Yeah.
Good. All right. The first it ran real easy, didn't it?
Yeah, it
did. Right?
Yeah, very easy.
All right. We got it made here. Shall we carry on with it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
I lost that one.
Good. I'll repeat it. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. All right, now tell me, somewhere along the line you got mixed up on this? You didn't know whether it was yourself or the baby or what you were talking about?
No, I didn't get mixed up. I got a bit of confusion on the ones that I get. Every now and then I get a dead baby.
You get a dead baby?
Yeah. And
oh, yeah. Well, you know. All right. Think you're getting anywhere?
Sure. Terrific.
Terrific. All right, attaboy. All right, here we go. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby. Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. That was similarity, wasn't it?
Hmm? Yeah.
All right.
And I nearly made a mistake and said...
Yeah.
I saw the swimming pram.
All right. Okay. Think of the difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. What's the matter?
Oh, that time I had to grab something and say, well, the baby's back there and I'm here.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay. Grab something quick.
All right. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. What's going on?
Okay, a baby being born here.
Oh, yeah?
Huh?
All right. Okay. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good.
Just about closing terminals, little baby here.
Oh, yeah? All right. Good. Okay. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Hmm.
Good. Think of it. What's the matter?
I've been getting this a few times. With a baby with little hair and me with a little hair.
Oh, yeah?
I got a baby's head just being born then.
All right. Very good. All right, think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yep.
Good. Well, you just suddenly feel a feeling relief.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yep.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yep.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
All right. How you doing now?
Step two most every now and then. I run to buy belts in them, and I run to that. I.
Yeah?
Yeah, trying to get back to my baby's body.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of difference.
All right. Here's the next one. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby. Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
I lost the man.
Hmm?
I lost the
command. All right, I'll repeat the auditing command. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yep.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
All right. What was that one?
It was the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I chased back then looking at what I was doing a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
And lost. When I laughed. Because I was having a lot of trouble with my feet, my toes curling up.
Oh, yes.
And I've been annoyed about this for a long time in Scientology, why I curl my toes up inside my shoes.
Oh.
That was a similarity I got.
Okay. All right. Here's the next one. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby. Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
All right. How are you doing now?
Good.
Okay. It's all right with you if we run this for another couple of minutes and then close it down for the moment?
Yeah, good.
Huh? All right. Here's the next one. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. We'll give you just two more, if that's all right with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Think of a similarity between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
Good. Think of a difference between yourself and the baby.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Frank, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Doing pretty good.
That's a pretty tough game, eh?
It was rough.
Oh, I'll say.
Yes, sir. Well, do you think this is applicable?
Hmm?
Did you think this was applicable?
That's right.
You thought it was right on the button, huh?
Yeah.
All
right.
Well, let's see here. See what we got here. Fact
actually he's gained back through the running of this thing? Why, he's down from a third to a quarter, to give you some idea how long it takes to flatten one of these things. He's gone down about a sixth of a whole tone, and this last 15 minutes of run. Maybe not quite a sixth. It's just sneaking down very easily, and you'd expect it to probably dive here and come back here and settle down. But it's still on the downside, you understand? Of course, 15 minutes of run is just nothing, although I'm sure that we've taken a lot of the automaticities of it off, haven't we?
I feel once I bust through a bit of this confusion,
oh, yeah,
I can go much faster.
All right. Now, it's all right with you, then, if we call this a session?
Yeah, good.
All right, anything you want to say before we end this session?
No, it's just amazing.
All right.
I say no, and then I was going to say something.
You what?
I said no, and then I was going to say something.
All right, say something.
It's just amazing how hard it is to stop snapping terminals.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you can say that again.
Yeah.
You get similarity.
Yeah.
And the difference.
All right.
Getting glued up. And
yeah, that's right. Okay, well, you've actually helped me out here and given a demonstration quite a bit, and I think we really got someplace.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much. Yeah. End of session.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Okay. Now, there is an assessment, demonstration of an assessment by dynamics. Complicated, isn't it? Can't you think of some complications to add on? Now, look, your instructors are going to be very upset if you can't think of a lot of complications for it. Actually, it's terribly simple. But on these terrible simplicities, very often, why, the thing flies off. You say, well, how many parts of a dynamic are there? How many parts of a dynamic should we ask about? Something like that. Those are perfectly legitimate questions, but they're answered this way. They're answered this way. How many parts of life are there? Well, now you start adding up how many parts there are, and that's how many parts you ask about. Now, you've only got one little liability in asking about this. One little liability in dynamic straight wire. I'll tell you a funny story on your chief instructor. With your permission, of course. Ah, that's fine. Works like this. The one valence in the world he didn't think he ever had anything to do with was the one that ran with a crash. He probably never thought about this valence. He probably never had any slightest suspicion he could take the valence and leave it alone and so on. And I never saw anybody's face quite so bedazzled and surprised and so forth as when in London, a long time ago, when somebody found this particular valence. Tell them which one it was.
Probably
a Cruden
by now.
Come on, which one was it? Listen to that. It was run out. A matador. Look at it. Look at it. Stir flat. The auditor's reports with regard to this had to do with an occlusion on a valence. Didn't get run very long. They dive out of sight. Now listen.
Oh, I remember now. Yeah.
For instance, he could leave them alone before, but he just never thought about them somehow. Now ask him about them again, and the thing has been pretty well flattened off and erased, so he just wouldn't think about it. Don't you get the idea? There's two sides to this thing. Well, you can get in the same boat. As long as you've got any weak valences kicking around, that are upset valences or something like that, when you're doing a dynamic straight wire,
watch it that you don't skip some portion of the dynamics. Because you'll inevitably skip, before you've had them run on you and sort it out, you'll inevitably skip the part that ought to be run on you. Got the idea? You don't always obsessively run on the PC what you think is wrong with you. That isn't the way it goes. That's not true. What you obsessively forget to run on the PC is what's wrong with you. Got it? So only then are you going to get into any confusion on about how many parts are there of the dynamics and how many parts should you ask about. As far as reading needles is concerned, why, you're reading the different needle. And the different needle may mean a stuck needle, a rising needle, a theta-bopping needle, a needle that suddenly goes tone four. Different. Yeah, a different needle. And usually the characteristic that the PC has when he sits down and takes the cans, not always, but is usually the characteristic you get on all the dynamics except the one that's buttoned. And that's going to change the look of the needle. All of a sudden, it's going to start doing something else. Now, don't you ever tell any student that it always theta bops, or it always does this, or it always does that when you find it, because it's not true. All it does is something different than the pattern. You got that? Well, you do that dynamic assessment, you'll find the weakest terminal every time. Okay, we've run over time. Thank you very much. Good night.